News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a government digital wallet which could hold important documents like birth certificates or driving licences could be rolled out by the end of this year. That's according to plans before Cabinet today. And I'm joined now by Jenny Darmody, editor of Silicon Republic, for more on this. Jenny, explain to me what this is or how it would work.
So essentially, this is coming from kind of an EU regulation. The European Parliament approved the digital identity regulation back in February, and that's kind of to bring in this sort of EU digital wallet so that people can store a lot of their key information in this one space, this one app on their phone. So official IDs, driver's license, university certificates and things like that. And it's essentially to allow users access to public services both in their home country but also across the borders much easier than it has been up to date.
Okay. And these documents, these are important documents, passports, birth certs, those sorts of things that you have in this wallet. Would this wallet be something you could use then to travel, for example? Like you could actually go to the airport and just use your wallet? Are you talking about that level of, I suppose, security around these documents and usability?
I think travel with passport will take a lot longer, but the EU has said that A, it's voluntary, so not people don't have to use it, but also that it will be GDPR and cybersecurity certified because the documents are so important. And that also says that, you know, citizens can only share what is strictly necessary in a given time. So if they're showing a document, they don't need to show their address necessarily if it's not needed and things like that. So they have said that it will be cybersecurity certified, but member states have to develop their own app.
Because I know myself from using like the wallet, you know, the other wallet, the wallet little app on my phone for things like concert tickets. If you store your concert tickets to the app, they're usable. They're not usable if you just have a screenshot. So that's obviously a cybersecurity thing. So that technology exists out there, and this would be similarly what would be applied to these types of documents, I presume.
Exactly. And as I said, each member state will have to develop its own version. And that's, you know, what the direction that Ireland is moving at the moment. Now, they have been quietly trialling a digital driving license since the start of the year. So that there's a digital driving license on your phone. You won't have to bring that out with you in the car, hopefully. And I think that that's a kind of a pilot move towards our own government digital wallet app, which is in development.
Jenny, would there be, you know, I know we're talking about cybersecurity, those are things that are built into the wallet, but would there be concerns about people do lose their phones, and already on our phones we have so much information. We have maybe bank details, we have, you know, photographs that are personal, we have all, you know, messages that are personal. Is there a concern around things like this that we're moving in a direction where we're leaving ourselves very exposed?
Well, smartphones are becoming more secure all the time, and there are ways in which, you know, if you lost your phone, first of all, most people would probably have a password on it. Most people would probably have, you know, biometric identification. So either your face unlocks it or your fingerprint unlocks it and things like that. And you can call your phone company service and try and get your phone kind of blocked or bricked as quickly as possible so that that information isn't usable. But that's always a concern with things that are on smartphones because we all have, as you said, documents that are kind of already on our smartphone.
And I presume this is kind of the direction of travel, isn't it? That we're, rather than us carrying little paper books, which is what a passport is, or even now plastic cards, that we're going to have this level of details all locked into little, I guess, digital wallets.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're supposed to kind of have your passport technically with you when you're walking around and things like that, and people are concerned that they would lose their passport and things like that, and it is the only copy that they have and they'll have to get a new one. So it is moving towards a more kind of seamless approach and making sure you always have ID on you and things like that.
All right, look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Jenny Darmody, editor of Silicon Republic. Let us know what you think about it too. Would you like to have all your bits and pieces, all your very important ID, your birth certs, your passports and all that, would you like them in a digital wallet on your phone?
It struck me, I was at the Champions League, as I mentioned to you yesterday. I might have mentioned it a couple of times, the Champions League final over the weekend,
Wahoo!
Name drop. But if you lose your phone now, you are completely screwed. Because my tickets were on it, my airline flight was on it.
Yeah, and exactly that, because the week before, what jet setters we are, I was off at Taylor Swift and that's that little wallet, the Apple wallet or whatever it's called. That's where the tickets were because you couldn't use screenshots or anything. These are all, this is controlling our lives now.
Yeah, no, it is handy, but you just don't want to
wait till they have
phone.
A chip in her neck. That's what I'm worried about.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.